This is Ash with Horror Fix. I am actually here with a very special guest today. We have the Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Cassandra Peterson. How are you doing today, Cassandra?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today and getting us caught up on the million things you seem to have in your pipeline.
Yeah, thank you. And I like your name, Ash. That's the name of my cat.
My brother was a huge Gone with the Wind fan. So, although
what?
I'd like to be able to like attribute it to Evil Dead, it's actually from Gone with the Wind, so...
Oh, really? Oh, Ashley. Ashley from Gone with the Wind. Oh, my God. It should be from Ash, Evil Dead, one of my favorite movies of all time.
I know. So I just lie. I just say it's from Evil Dead.
Good. Yeah, you should. I'd say do that.
You have to at least come to some kind of realization that you must like this character, because 35 years is longer than a lot of marriages these days.
Yeah, especially in Hollywood.
Yeah, I
love the character, and I am always astounded at how many people love the character, so that's kind of what keeps me going. People ask me a lot of times, oh, don't you want to get out of the character and do something else? And I'm, hell no. Why would I do that? I own the character. I get to kind of exploit it, if you will, in so many different venues, whether it's live shows or TV or movies or books or records, that, you know, why would I give that up? It's kind of a constantly changing, really fun gig.
You know, and you always did something interesting with the character of Elvira that I think a lot of people who do these horror characterizations sort of fail to do. And you interjected this sense of, like, sarcasm and humor. Like, there was a self-awareness there. It wasn't just this cartoonish, over-the-top character. So was a lot of that you in the character? Were you able to interject some of yourself in order to do that?
I think sort of. I think I've always had kind of self-deprecating humor. I was burned when I was a child, and I have a lot of scars. And when I grew up as a kid, I was made fun of, and I used self-deprecating humor to get myself out of a lot of situations. And I think that carried over into Elvira. Even though she kind of has a hard edge, she's still vulnerable and makes fun of herself. And that's why I think, for a sexy character, she's likable. She doesn't take herself seriously, you know, like, oh, I'm so sexy and hot, you know. She's always joking about it. So that's what takes the edge off, and I think that's what makes her particularly popular with women, too. She's not a threat.
And I think that's a singular quality among horror fans, strangely enough. And I know this sounds so strange, but, I mean, as many conventions as you've been to and as many conventions as I've been to and people in the industry, is that they do have this, a lot of horror fans have this really genuine and refreshing self-deprecating sense of humor, like you said, where it's not sci-fi fans who are just ready to defend this minute detail about some kind of a starship into the ground. It's like we all sort of realize, like, this is goofy and we love it for being goofy.
I totally agree with you. I tell people this sometimes and they don't believe me, but I go to a lot of different conventions. I mean, I started out going to car shows because there were no horror conventions or anything. And the first convention I went to that was even at all in that vein was Comic-Con in San Diego, and it was so long ago that it was in the basement of some hotel, and there were no women there. I was, I think, the only woman. It was just guys traveling around in little packs of two or three, you know, and so it's evolved so much, and definitely, I totally lost the whole train of thought that I was talking about that you asked me. I went off on a whole different trip. Okay, what was the original question?
Well, I think we can just focus on the amount of stained shirts and body odor at the old Comic-Cons.
Oh, no, it was about the fans, about the horror fans. You reminded me. Oh, my God. No, they are the sweetest, most loyal, and exactly self-deprecating themselves. Funny, interesting. I was actually at a hotel not too long ago, and someone said, I said to the waitress there, I was at the restaurant, and the place was just packed with convention goers. And I said, what are your favorite conventions that you have here? Who are the nicest people? You know, she said, the favorite ones, hands down, are the horror conventions. The best people, they tip well, they're polite, they're nice to the staff. They're just amazing. I said, what's your least favorite? And she goes, I hate to say it, but it's the religious convention.
Oh, always.
the church conventions. She goes, they're selfish, they're angry, they don't tip. I'm like, wow, okay, well, there we go. Who knew?
Right, yeah. And of course, there's no, you know, over-the-top religious zealots in that group that's just ready to, you know, hurl some, you know, fiery wrath of God at anybody.
Exactly. So that was pretty interesting. I thought that, you know, hearing that from just a waitress who had to work with all these conventioneers all the time.
You know, it's interesting what you talked about, the fact that, you know, when you were younger, the ability to sort of use humor sometimes to mask our insecurities. You know, I think as horror fans, especially, and I mean, and I'm, you know, in that over 40 group of horror fans where we grew up at a time where we didn't have this forum of the internet to find people with similar interests. Of that, there was a lot of alienation way back in the day, just having this very weird sort of, I mean, people didn't really understand why we liked the things that we liked. So I think we also relied on that same brand of humor. I mean, do you think that allows people to connect with you quite a bit?
Yeah, I definitely do. It is a brand of humor. I mean, when I'm asked about horror movies, you know, I've got to tell people. I mean, I love horror. I love some of the horror movies that are out now, but I really have a thing from my childhood that about the old horror movies. This kind of not too much CGI, very innocent, you know, take on horror films. And yeah, thank God for the internet, because I think those movies would have just disappeared and been gone forever. But I think now there's a whole new audience for those, and they get the little tongue-in-cheek, the little humor. You know, it's not serious. It's not just scare the crap out of you. You know, you can do that on a roller coaster too,
or at a convention for, you know, religious zealots as well, as we've discussed.
Sorry.
Or at a convention for religious zealots, as we
exactly discussed. Yes, you can definitely do that there.
Oh, the idea of that is just horrifying to me.
That's horrifying. That's horror.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, jeez. You can almost smell the self-righteousness just walking into a place like that.
Ooh, yeah, it smells like sulfur.
That, you know, we both just burst into flames anyway, so it's like, well, frutan. So going into this idea of 35 years of Elvira, and, you know, you've had two films, you've had Rides, you have the best-selling you know, horror costume, basically, of all time. Now, you've got a book coming out as well. So what exactly are we looking, or can we look forward to in the book? Because there's so much of a back catalog of Elvira now and reaching this milestone. What are we going to see in this?
Well, it's a huge, I don't even want to use that word anymore, huge coffee table book. It's full of pictures that people haven't never seen of me before, because they were in my own private collection. Also, some very iconic pictures that people have seen over the years, and there have been posters of, and that have been on magazine covers and what have you. But I think it's a nice overview of the character from 1981 until now, and you can kind of see how the character developed and progressed. So I think it'll be interesting for people, and it's kind of a nice home decor item, because it kind of says, you know, I'm a goth.
Well, it's also better than Martha Stewart Living.
Yeah, it's Elvira Dead.
There's my blurb for you. Better than Martha Stewart Living.
Thank you. I love that.
So what are usually your Halloween plans? I mean, we all celebrate this, and we celebrate it to the fullest. And believe me, whatever it's going to be, it's probably much more exciting than mine. So what are your usual Halloween plans?
Well, sadly, for the Queen of Halloween, I am always, always, always working on Halloween. For the last 35 years, I've never had a Halloween that I had off. So I am working this year at Not Scary Farm out in Southern California.
Nice.
It's the largest Halloween venue in the world. and oldest. And I do a big live show there, singing and dancing and telling jokes and for like 3,500 people a night. So it keeps me super busy. I'm doing that. I started September 22nd, doing it all the way through Halloween Day.
You know, we had talked a little bit about, you know, the internet and horror and the internet and just the idea of sort of celebrityism, I guess, with the internet. Obviously, there are so many pictures of you as Elvira, so many pictures of you as Cassandra Peterson. Have you found yourself being much more recognized in sort of civilian clothes over the last,
yep,
like, 10, 15 years?
I definitely have. That has just happened over the last few years. I kind of led a really great life of anonymity before that, which doesn't sound that great to most people, but after you've been in show business a long time, I know from my other celebrity friends that it gets pretty old to go out with friends to dinner and have people run over and ask for autographs and ask to take pictures. And, you know, that sounds fun. And it is fun, but it's not fun all the time, 24/7. You need time to, you know, decompress and get away from that. So I was very lucky in that nobody recognized me. It has downsides, like when I wanted to get a good table at a restaurant or cut in line at Disneyland, you know, with my daughter, they'd go get in the back of the line like everybody else, lady. But it definitely, I'm glad. I just lost my train of thought because I'm hearing a bad echo. Sorry, I'm hearing myself come back at me. That's
sorry about that.
So annoying. Sorry. Anyway, but I have been recognized a lot more over the last 5 or 6 years because so many pictures of me have gotten out there.
You know, I think that you know, anyone looking to meet a celebrity now, I think we have to try harder. Like, I think we have to fake choking. I think we need to do something that's elevates the fan presence. You know, maybe it's a little less annoying. It even allows you to use that Heimlich maneuver, which we never thought we'd be able to.
Wow, yeah.
Not that I'm advocating fake choking.
What? Okay, you're freaking me out now, man.
So, we've got the book coming out. When officially does the book come out? When can people pre-order it? When can people actually expect to have it on their coffee table?
You can pre-order it now, and it is finally out on October 5th. So it'll be out October 5th all the way through Halloween and even into Christmas, since Christmas is the biggest season for gift buying, obviously, and coffee table books make an awesome gift. So, yeah, it's out October 5th. Just go to Elvira.com. You can pre-order it or just wait until it's out. And it'll be in bookstores, too, all around the country.
And for those of you listening right now to the podcast, you'll actually be able to order off the site, too. I'll post a link to make sure that anybody's listening, you can go to get the book. So as you're listening to us, you can order the book and have that for that fantastic horror fans Christmas item as well. I want to thank you so much, Cassandra, for being
thank
with us today.
You.
Have a great Halloween. Have a great season. And, you know, you've made your mark in so many ways upon the horror industry that it's fantastic to have this conversation with someone that's, you know, made something that they love and everyone loves be as iconic as it is.
Well, thank you. That is so sweet of you. Thanks, Ash. And you have a happy Halloween, too.
Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Okay, you do. Thanks. Bye.